You can download our program segments and take them along with you.
Don't leave home without them.
It's Artie on the go.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be bright, sunshiny day.
We have some new LPs, of course, in November of 72 from James Taylor, The Hollies, Slade, and The Grateful Dead. Check out the latest from Bette Midler and Neil Young as well. Elvis Presley has a new album, and the first track finds the king with a fever.
You kiss and leave me high, like a sweet song.
Artie's Time Warp. Stay warped.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter Klondike from Convention Hall, Miami Beach, bringing you the first get-together convention of Republicans and Democrats alike. We have Henry Kissinger and Vice President Agnew standing by on the right side of Convention Hall. Come in, David Stinkley.
Thank you, Walter. Mr. Kissinger, amid this historic moment, with all the pomp and grandeur of the political system of America all around you, tell us, sir, what are your innermost thoughts at this very moment?
God, I'm not a woman.
Vice President Agnew, what are your thoughts, sir?
Right on.
Mr. Agnew, when you heard the rumors that President Nixon might not select you as his running mate again, what did you say to him?
Never should have promised him. Give it here. Don't hold back now. Give it here. Don't say nothing. Just give it here. Come on.
Mr. Agnew, if you were in Senator McGovern's place, who would you have chosen as a running mate?
Bertha.
Bertha who?
Bertha Butt.
Who's she, sir?
One of the Butt sisters.
Do you agree, Mr. Kissinger?
God, I'm not a woman.
Thank you, Henry Kissinger and Vice President Agnew. Back to you, Walter.
Thank you, David. Now, Sidney Bruntley is over on the left side. He has Sergeant Schreiber with him.
Sergeant Schreiber, what did you say to Senator McGovern when he finally asked you to be his running mate?
You just call on me, brother, when you need a hand.
How did you finalize your agreement with Senator McGovern?
Sealed with a kiss.
Oh, shades of excitement. One final question, sir. What kind of offer did Senator McGovern make you?
He made me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Sidney, forgive me, but our roving reporter, Larry Reasoning, has Martha Mitchell on the microphone. Take it away, Larry Reasoning.
Mrs. Mitchell, would you like to talk to our listeners?
I'll suck it to you, Daddy.
Now that your husband has resigned from politics, how do you feel, ma'am?
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Mrs. Mitchell, your complaint was that your husband didn't have any time to spend with you. Now that you are alone, ma'am, what do you talk about? Well, I can understand that, Mrs. Mitchell. Now back to you, Walter.
Sidney Bruntley is on the left side of the floor with Mr. and Mrs. Eagleton and Senator McGovern. Take it away, Sidney.
Thank you, Walter. Senator McGovern, how did you feel when you and Senator Eagleton first separated, sir?
Alone again, naturally.
Oh, yes. What did you do then?
Called the doctor, woke me up.
And what did your physician advise?
Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
Everyone was turning you down, sir. If Sergeant Schreiber had also refused, who would you have turned to then?
A horse with no name.
Oh, I love horses. Now, Senator Eagleton, how does one feel in the morning when his world has been shattered, sir?
Well, you wake up in the morning and your hands are shaking and your nerves are all up tight.
Well then, Senator, why didn't you resign immediately?
Am I wrong for trying to hold on to the best thing I ever had?
Yes, and what are your feelings now towards the people who opposed you?
They smiled in your face.
All the time they want to take your place to backstab us.
One final question to you, Senator Eagleton. What did you say to the newspaper columnist when you met him face to face?
Liar!
Senator McGovern, what are your feelings on that, sir?
How can a loser ever win?
Mrs. Eagleton, would you like to answer him?
Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Star?
Who do you think will vote for Senator McGovern now that your husband is out? Ma'am, do you think you could have done more for your husband during those trying times?
I know it's not my fault. I did my best.
Thank you very much. Now back to you, Walter.
There's a commotion on the left side of the floor. We've got Senator Kennedy standing with Jane Ronda. Take it away, David Stinkley.
Senator Kennedy, people are talking about your political future because of your good looks, your smile, and the sound of your voice. Why?
And the magnificent.
If you decide to run for president in 76, who will be your campaign manager?
The Candyman.
Miss Ronda, just one question, please. What do you think of President Nixon?
I don't know how to love
him. Thank you, Miss Ronda. Mr. Kissinger, what are you doing all the way over here on this side of the hall?
God, I'm not a woman.
That's it from here, Walter.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Sidney. Thank you, Larry. Thank you, America. We now return you to your local stations.
Convention 72 from the delegates. And while we're on the subject of politics, President Nixon basks in a landslide victory over George McGovern in the Electoral College during the 1972 election. This will provide Nixon with a full second term, or so we think at the time. It's Artie's Time Warp, November 72.
And say, funny face,
funny face,
I love you. Funny face.
funny face, I need you. These are the sweetest words I've ever heard. Funny face, don't leave me. Funny face, believe me, my whole world's wrapped up in you. Funny face, I love you. Funny face, I need you. These are the sweetest words I've ever heard.
Let's take a look at TV on Tuesday nights in November of 72. Hawaii Five-0 is the highest rated show of the evening. Maud Finley opts for an abortion in an episode that shocks CBS executives and Maud's advertisers. Bonanza is reaching for storylines in what will be its final season, as Little Joe is the only one of the three sons still on the show, following the death of Dan Blocker earlier in the year. Marcus Welby, M.D. stars Robert Young as a family practitioner with a kindly bedside manner, and James Brolin as his younger protege. Let's check out the theme music for The Good Doctor.
Artie's Time Warp means variety.
I'm up on a tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on a tight rope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. To be the only place for me. A comedy of errors and I'm falling. Like a rubber neck giraffe, you look into my past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude seems to get to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre, putting on a show for you to see. See, I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre. But I ain't gonna show you to see.
Thank you.
More new LPs at the record store in November of 72 from Lou Reed, The Byrds, Dusty Springfield, and The Raspberries. There's new vinyl as well from James Brown and Poco. America releases their homecoming album, and the first single is Ventura Highway.
The Time Warp.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay? Joe, some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know.
Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than.
Sunday school and tried to teach me the golden rule. Every
little bit of frivolity from Chuck Berry as we go to break briefly. Artie's Time Warp will continue in November of 1972.